Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle.
Let's go.
I did it again. I just pulled out my pendulum and asked if it was in my best interest to podcast right now, and I got a little yes. I'm not in a good place right now. I've really been struggling with our dog's health issues. She's bounced back 3 times, though, and she finally had her ultrasound, and we finally heard from the vet reviewing those images, and she has surgery scheduled for next week. So this is all really good news, and I feel like I should be ecstatic over the moon. However, I'm really struggling with low dopamine. I just learned that low dopamine also comes with menopause, but I already had low dopamine from ADHD. I have really low vitamin D again. This happens. It happens every winter, it seems. So I am taking now vitamin D, 50,000 IUs, D2. So, but it hasn't really kicked in yet, clearly. I'm still grieving my nephew, of course, who passed in January. I know somewhere along the way I said something in a podcast about what really matters or something like that. And then I got into like raw vegan stuff or fasting and I misspoke, and I've been meaning all this time to correct that. That wasn't what really, really mattered to me at the time. What really mattered was my nephew. And, but I meant to you guys, like why you're tuning in, you're not here to listen to my grief, you know? And I know that. So I was trying to get refocused on what you were here to listen to. So I've been dealing with a lot. And then my own health in there too, which I kind of kept on the down low on social media. I just really was focused on Jebby and her GoFundMe for her ultrasound and procedures and blood work and all that. So I was having appointments at the same time. In fact, one day I got a call. I was woken up. I had been napping with Jebs, and I got a call, and what the woman was saying didn't make any sense. I said, "Why are we going over the labs again if we already scheduled the ultrasound?" And she was like, let me call you back. I get off the phone with her and I realize that wasn't the vet. That was my doctor's assistant, probably wondering why this 54-year-old woman is talking about an ultrasound. I was so embarrassed. I called her back. I was like, "I'm so sorry. I thought I was talking to our vet." She was really great. The day that we talked to Jebby's vet, I also had a telehealth appointment about my blood sugar, and my doctor's assistant wanted to put me on metformin. My doctor also wanted to put me on metformin. And she's been very, very patient with me trying to manage this on my own. I even attempted to get ADHD meds twice, and both times it didn't work. And I took that as a sign from the universe. It's really not the way for me to go. So just keep trying to do raw vegan and trying to fast. And, you know, I did do that 19-day fast, and I had a 3-day fast after that. I broke that fast when I was at my outlaws. We were crying about my nephew, and there's something about crying hard and just crying, period, and fasting at the same time that just makes you feel like you're literally crying your guts out. I felt so sick. I said, "I have to feed my broken heart. I'm sorry." And they're like, no, of course eat. I mean, they're Arabs, you know, it's like a Jewish mother, like eat, you know, more than happy to help me with that. And of course send me home with food, which I say no to at first, but then they're like, "But what about Gabe?" And, "Oh, you're right." But then I end up eating it. She sent home 2 big jars of honey that they received from a friend of theirs who keeps bees. And I have gone through those jars of honey like they were on fire, like I was going to the chair. I don't act like someone who has a blood sugar problem at all lately. It's just comfort, 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 comforting myself into the grave here. And I just broke down when I looked at the metformin information page online, the side effects, the common side effects and the less common side effects all were totally hideous. Like I just, a coma was even in there. Like, come on. I said, this is poison. I'm not putting this in my body. Give me 3 more months and we'll do another A1C. Just, and I was crying and I was swearing at myself, which isn't nice to do to yourself, but that's where I was, probably where I still am. And so she did. She gave me 3 more months. I couldn't believe it. But if it had been my doctor, maybe she wouldn't have. But the assistant, she was just so stunned, I think, because she wasn't saying much at all. Sorry, I'm so thirsty. That she said yes. So, and she, you know, voiced concerns about my blood sugar being in the 300s, you know, because my A1C is 12.5. It's never been anywhere near that. But since January, with the political climate, then Bana dies, my dog, and also when you have someone close to you die, it kind of opens up. It's like compounded grief, like even back to losing my sister in 2020. So it's just like so many layers. And I've just been self-soothing, comforting, self-medicating. And so is Gabe. Like, we both are just not in a good place right now with all of this. And, but somehow she agreed to give me 3 more months. So I should be really happy about that. And I started fasting immediately and made it 2 days. And then last night, God, I was just so depressed. Like, so just, I couldn't get off of that chair. I was sitting at my desk and I just felt welded to that chair. And I needed to go to work. I mean, I'm barely working right now. During the time that Jebby, you know, we were waiting for a period of like 3 weeks to get her ultrasound and get the results. And I didn't work hardly at all during those few weeks. I just could not leave her alone. You know, so I stayed with her almost every day. And you would think, being an animal communicator, I would be more flexible. No, it kind of, I wouldn't say it all goes out the window, but I did communicate with her sometimes through my dowsing rods, asking her, like, did she want surgery? Yes, she did. You know, does she like this food? Yes, she does. Like, we're down to giving her, like, ground beef, like, cooked, not even raw anymore. She won't eat it raw. And cheese and peanut butter, the vet said, give her whatever she wants right now. So, yeah, we're just, I call it doggy paddling through life. That's what I'm doing. Gabe's still seeing clients, of course, which is really tough, and he's been seeing a lot of clients. But neither of us feel very happy right now. He's been saying we really need to take a trip. He's probably right, but it's just like logistically, that's not. I was like, how about a drive? How about we take Jebby for a drive? You know, and we can drive up to Milwaukee or we can drive down to Indiana, just like see something different. It's felt very pandemic-like around here. We've both been home so much with her and just not wanting to leave her alone. So I broke the fast. I was super, super depressed last night. Just couldn't make myself do anything. And we'd already received the news that she was having the surgery. Like, we were so relieved when we got that news the day before. But neither of us have been like ecstatic, yippee skippy, you know? So we're just relieved. And then, you know, you're holding your breath kind of until she has the surgery and make sure she makes it through that and heals okay. And, you know, your whole life just kind of hangs in the balance. Everything's kind of in limbo now. A little better for sure since we found out she is going to have surgery. If the tumors had been in her stomach, there's no doing surgery for that, or her liver, really. But they were in her spleen and they can remove her spleen. So It's a miracle, really. It's a miracle. We call her a miracle dog. Miracle. Such a good girl. But, yeah, now I have to deal with my own health. And I did go out and see a friend play some live music today, this afternoon, which is, I've never gone to one of her things before. But I just wanted to force myself. I committed to it. I forced myself to get out. I thought this will be good. This will be good for me to get out and be social. But I wasn't. It was me sitting in a dark little pub with a club soda and lime and listening to her play and then leaving right afterwards. Like we just spoke for like a minute or so, you know. I was not social and it really hit me hard that like, oh, I'm just out and about now and depressed. I don't know what I thought, like it would magically transform me to be out in public. No, I know better than that. So I'd had a really awesome smoothie this morning, or not even this morning. I slept really late because I stayed up really late because that's also all screwed up. You know, no wonder I have low vitamin D. I'm working nights when I do work and I'm, just not getting a lot of sunlight unless I'm walking Jebs. So I need to flip that, but that means being out where it's much more people-y all day long. And that's a little tough for me right now. That's why I prefer working nights. Hardly anyone's out there. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm kind of in my own world and, there's no traffic. Pardon me, again, thirsty. So, the whole house smelled like garlic bread because Gabe made these garlic bread knots. And so that was also when I was feeling welded to my chair and really depressed. And then I just, my friend, bless her heart, Erica, across the pond, said, you know, all you have to do right now is take care of yourself and Jebby. And so I went with that and went in the living room and watched some shows with Gabe. We stayed up till 2 a.m. watching Ted Lasso. And I went to bed and then I started doom scrolling on TikTok for like another hour. And then I got up and ate some more. Like I had garlic bread later anyway. Yeah, so I had like 2 dinners. Couple hours apart. It's like I'm so backed up in a corner right now. The only way out is raw. I can't fast when I'm extremely depressed. It just makes it worse, so much worse, because the first few days are always really hard. Even with raw, you go through like day 3 where you're really blue, at least for me, like clockwork. And my friend Kara too. She says, I think hers is usually day 2, where she would be so depressed she would have to send her daughter to stay with her relatives or something because she just couldn't handle it. And so, yeah, you have that when you detox. But if you're already so, so blue and you do that, you better be prepared. You better not have anything planned. Because you're just not going to be yourself. So after the performance I went to today, it was really nice. I mean, she's really good. And so it was me getting out of the house for an hour and being out. I wouldn't say social, really. I just didn't really talk that much. But at least being out in public. That was a step, but I've got to make another one of those smoothies tomorrow and just find my way with the raw food. I have to. It has to be this way. If I'm going to reverse the myasthenia gravis and the diabetes, this is the only option for me. Fasting right now is just not an option, and I never break my fast right. I just don't think I can recall a time when I broke it correctly. I might have initially broken it correctly, but then like a few hours later, instead of a day or so later, I'm eating cooked food. So it's a miraculous healing tool if you use it correctly. And I'm just going to be honest, I don't use it correctly. I'm really proud of that 19-day fast. And fasting right through my nephew's funeral and everything. I know I was much better off for that. But I didn't break that fast correctly either. So I broke it with watermelon. And then like, I think half an hour later, I was eating Arabic food. God, I don't know why you guys are here. I just fail over and over and over and over again. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I did find out recently on a podcast about ADHD that it's much more than impulsivity that you're dealing with when you're an when you have ADHD and you're doing any kind of diet, really, is what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about raw vegan, but it's not just your impulsivity, it's your executive dysfunction. It's a lot of things. And it's nice in a way to be validated, to know like I'm not just like weak. I am stubborn. I mean, it's been 18 years of this off and on, off and on, off and on. But now I know it's the only way out. It's that path. It's the only way out of these health issues that I have. Raw vegan is the only way they've found, and it's not even recognized by the medical community, raw vegan reversing myasthenia gravis. But we've talked about this. Dr. Terry Walls, Dr. Brooke Golden, they've both reversed it this way and help others reverse it this way. There is no other reversing it. And I mean, I've reversed symptoms, I guess, with fasting, but again, it's just not a path for me. I think with just my food history, it just might be time to say goodbye to fasting. And I'll just have to let that sit for a while and simmer. But same with the diabetes. Like, I think the medical community is starting to, Western medicine is starting to acknowledge that it can be reversed with raw. I mean, there are documentaries on this, 30 days raw, reversing diabetes in 30 days, I think is what it's called. Gabriel Cousins' documentary. You know, I was at the premiere in 2008 at the Raw Spirit Festival. This information has been out there quite a while now. This is the way it's got to be. And it's like some part of me is still, I mean, not some part of me, I am fighting this. Why am I fighting this? I know I'm so much happier on raw. Like once I get rolling with it, what is it that just makes me fight this tooth and nail? And now I'm really, like I said, eating myself into a corner. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to take that one path out and be grateful that I know that that is a path, that I know it exists, that I know I can do it. I've done it before. It's like there's maybe your lizard brain. It's like, the party's over. That's it. No more fun. And that's not true. Like I said, that smoothie I had this morning was phenomenal. And I just used stuff I found in the freezer and some dates and water. Like just like some mixed berries, you know? How hard was that? That wasn't hard. And the universe will provide. I am a stress eater, though, and when I am stressed, I want foods that are unhealthy. So that has to change. And I only have 3 months to get my act together and lower this A1C. Now, my blood sugar, if I go raw now, within 6 weeks, it should be below 100. have to let go of like getting that accomplished in 10 days by fasting, because it's just not happening right now. I can't handle how depressed I get. So 6 weeks, it may take a little longer because it's been high. Like I said, they were, you know, my doctor's assistant was concerned about, you know, she's like, if it's in the 300s, that's really reason for concern. And I'm thinking like, girl, it's been in the 500s, like not every day, of course, but it's been in over 500 several times. One time I didn't even register it was so high, and that's happened before, but not since right around the time that Devin died, August of 2023. Today it was 358. It's been in the threes pretty consistently. It was 526 on the 19th, on the 30th of March, it was 555. And it was right around that time that it just didn't even, I just didn't even have, the 19th also. Didn't get a reading. So, yeah, that's not good at all. And again, having like skin issues with it breaking down, I just can't keep doing this. All right, so today's the 12th. I have not done well today, so the 13th it'll be then. And I'm visiting friends and family tomorrow, but it is what it is. I have just got to stick to it. And remember that the last thing I want is to be on metformin. I told her that. This is the last thing I want. And I just started crying and being upset with myself that I let it get so out of hand, and telling her that, and looking at those side effects of, you know, I mean, I'm sure it was very offensive to her as a doctor to be told that that medication she wanted to put me on was poison. But it's clearly not good for you. It does one thing, it lowers your blood sugar, but it causes all these other side effects. And I'm a human, it just makes sense. Like, why would you do that when you could heal yourself? Let me look at the side effects again. So it has looking, where is it? Precautions, side effects. Okay, so here are the more common ones. Abdominal or stomach discomfort, cough or hoarseness, decreased appetite, diarrhea, fast or shallow breathing, fever or chills, general feeling of discomfort, lower back or side pain, muscle pain or cramping, painful or difficult urination, sleepiness. The less common side effects are anxiety, blurred vision, chest discomfort, cold sweats, coma, confusion, cool pale skin, depression, great, difficult or labored breathing, dizziness, fast irregular pounding or racing heartbeat or pulse, that sounds great, feeling of warmth, headache, increased hunger, increased sweating, nausea, nervousness, nightmares, redness of the face, neck, arms, and occasionally upper chest, seizures, shakiness, slurred speech, tightness in the chest, unusual tiredness or weakness. The rare side effects are behavior change similar to being drunk, difficulty with concentrating, drowsiness, lack of or loss of strength, restless sleep, unusual sleepiness. Oh God, there's even more. Some side effects may occur that usually do not need medical attention. These side effects may go away during treatment as your body adjusts to the medicine. Also, your healthcare professional may be able to tell you about ways to prevent or reduce some of these side effects. Sorry, Jebby's snoring. Check with your healthcare professional if any of the following side effects continue or are bothersome, if you have any questions about them. Acid or sour stomach, belching, bloated, excess air, gas in the stomach or intestines, full feeling, heartburn, indigestion, loss of appetite, metallic taste in the mouth, passing of gas, stomach ache, stomach upset or pain, vomiting, weight loss, less common abnormal stools, bad, unusual, or unpleasant aftertaste, change in taste, difficulty with moving, discoloration of fingernails or toenails, flu-like symptoms, joint pain, rash, sneezing, stuffy or runny nose, and swollen joints. And then there are more that they said they haven't listed. Like, what in the hell, Sherry? Why would you ever take this garbage? I can't do it. So that means I have to be raw vegan. And I just keep thinking of all the people that gave me such fucking shit about this for the past 18 years, you know, friends or family. And now it's come down to this. This is my only route out of this. And, you know, my aunt says, you know, she's always like, it's no big deal having diabetes now. But she's like, you know, a cyborg. She's got the implant in her arm and, you know, it's all for convenience sake, I guess, because the beep goes off, you know, when her sugar's high or low or, you know, but I'm definitely not getting anything implanted. One of the other things they offered was, you know, injections. I said, no, I'm absolutely not doing that. And she did, I'm sure she didn't know why. She probably just thought I wouldn't do needles, but I've done injections for low iron on myself. So that's, you know, it's not the needles. It's that I would be my dad all over again. I grew up with my dad giving himself insulin shots and then, you know, having an amputation and retinopathy. And I'm not doing that. So I am doing raw vegan, and I cannot believe you are listening to this podcast. It's not even a podcast, is it? It's just me sharing my victories and defeats. Right now, it feels like all I've ever shared is defeats, but I know that's not true. It's just short-sightedness, and I've had some great victories over the years. I have to remember that. I wish there was like something I could implant in my brain that would reframe how I feel about raw vegan. That would reframe it to be like, I'm so happy. I'm so lucky. You know, like maybe I just need to make, I used to be a hypnotherapist. I should just make my own recording to listen to while I sleep, you know, or any time of the day or night. Yeah, that's what I should do right after I do this. And just like focus on how lucky I am to even know how to reverse these two illnesses. And that I've had a ton of practice and I have amazing recipes. God, Lissa from Raw Food Romance, she has provided me just herself with more than enough recipes, more than I'll ever possibly use or need. Not to mention all the other recipes that I've gathered and created, and I'm set there for recipes, and I'm set for fruit, just plain fruit. I can go walk 2 blocks to a store right now and get some fresh fruit. And yes, the economy is changing and it could get really challenging, but it'll be there. We're going to have fruit. I mean, even if the trade wars escalate to actual war, which is highly likely, so unfair that we're all in this when the election was rigged. It was absolutely rigged. They're proud of the fact that they cheated. That's what Musk's black hat is. That black mega hat that he wears. Black hat is a hacker's term, like a high-level hacker's term. He hacked the system. And it had to do with his satellites. And people are finally waking up to this. How they're going to stop these guys, I don't know. I mean, the Supreme Court is taking forever to hold him on those charges in New York, but we're all paying for this. And even if we're at war, I imagine fruit will still be available. It's just going to be a little tougher to come by, or more expensive. So it'll still be there, and vegetables will still be around, and I have no reason not to do this. I will get used to comforting myself in other ways, because I am comforting myself into the grave otherwise. And I really want to be raw vegan for life. I want out of this cycle. I want out of this depression. I want out of the anxiety. I'm going to have to meditate more and be consistent about it. You know, ideally that would be my go-to comfort myself is meditation. Surely that is possible. So, I know I have not been Mariana Sunshine, Pollyanna Sunshine today, but I do think it's important to check in with you guys during these times, these low points too, because somebody else out there is feeling the same way and feeling alone and thinking they're the only ones that can't do raw vegan and just can't stick to it. Well, you're not alone, and you will get there. If it's what you really, really want, I believe you'll get there. And it just takes, you know, a few weeks to get it rolling when things really start to taste amazing and it's just what you want and all the other old junk falls off your radar. It just takes a few weeks. So I may have to tattoo these metformin side effects on my arm in order to get there, but I'm going to get there. Oh, pardon me. I'm so tired. I could sleep a full day easily. So I need to get out of that too. I really look forward to having raw energy again. Thank you for listening today. Again, I don't know why you're still here, but thank you. It's got to be hard. It's hard for me to listen to people who are fearful and depressed talk about these things. So I know it's not easy for you either. But I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your support. Erica, my raw buddy across the pond, big time. Appreciate you. And by the way, Erica was just a listener that emailed me one day. I say just a listener, but you know what I mean. Like, I didn't know her. She was a listener, and we have become fast friends for months now. We've been texting each other several times a day, and so it's nice to know that there's at least one other person that's going through the same thing that I am, just really struggling with raw, and it's been more than 18 years for her. But when I think about this with someone else, like her, I'm like, good for you for not giving up. Wow. That's not usually how I talk to myself. I focus on the fact that I'm having to start over again. So good for you, Sherry, for not giving up. 18 years is a long time to try to do something with, you know, limited success. But those are my choices, you know. So these good choices are going to be mine as well. Love you guys.